Page 2. A message from the executive leader of Fareham Borough Council, Councillor Sean Woodward. This may be the last printed edition of Fareham Today that you receive as we prepare to move the magazine primarily online. We've decided to go digital and will now be publishing more frequent, shorter editions of the magazine on our website. As more and more people use their phones and tablet computers to read news, we think this is the best way forward for the future of Fareham Today. Don't worry though, if you would still like to have a copy posted through your door or would like to receive email alerts, you can sign up on page 5. This year marks the 100th anniversary of flying at Daedalus. We've been looking at the interesting history of the site and we'll be holding an event in the summer for the community to help us celebrate this important milestone. More details will be available nearer the time, so keep an eye out. School children are looking ahead to the future as they get ready to bury a time capsule at the site of the new Holly Hill play area. Students from Sarsbury Infants and Junior Schools and Parkgate Primary are collecting items to put in the capsule and bury it where it will stay for 25 years. Exciting plans are well underway for the brand new Holly Hill play area, which is due to open later in the year. You may have heard that Wellbourne was confirmed as one of 14 new English garden villages. This gives us access to a £6 million fund over the next two financial years, which has been put in place to support delivery as well as far more significant funding for infrastructure. The money will be used to unlock the full capacity of sites, providing funding for additional resources and expertise to accelerate development at Wellbourne. It is an exciting time for Fareham as we welcome plans for a well-known hotel chain to come to the town centre. This will help to attract visitors and business, and it sends a clear signal of the Council's commitment to the future of the centre. Westbury Manor Museum will be transforming into a vibrant new culture shop, which will see new interactive exhibits, creative studios, a remodel of the front and garden entrances, and more. As part of our commitment to ensuring the town centre is a vibrant place for future generations, we have put together some draft plans. We have a few ideas about how we think we can improve the centre, but we want you to tell us what you think. Find out more on page 20. Entries for the Community Gardening Challenge are now open. Residents, gardens and businesses are judged through a range of categories, and the awards are given out at a ceremony later in the year. The challenge is getting more and more popular, so fill in the form on page 19 and send it back to us if you would like to get involved. And finally, don't forget that I always welcome questions, comments or ideas from residents about how we can continue to improve the borough. So please do get in touch.
Contact details: Fareham Borough Council, Civic Offices, Civic Way, Fareham, Hampshire, PO16 7AZ. www.fareham.gov.uk. An audio version of this magazine is available on www.fareham.gov.uk/Fareham Today. Follow us on Twitter at FarehamBC. Like our Facebook page, www.facebook.com/FarehamBC. Editor, Becca Bennett, 01329 824 609. Publicity at fareham.gov.uk. Design, www.blackpigcreative.com. info@blackpigcreative.com, 01329 283162, or 07766 282616. Printed by Holbrook's Printers, 02392 661485. All information in this issue was correct at time of going to press.